Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in... Three Body Problem. One year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And I'm a changed man because something happened this week in the Bachelor Nation podcast. By the way, this is a Monday, so you know this is going to be a digging deeper. We're going to go through a bunch of different clips that happened over the past couple of weeks in Bachelor Nation, all the various Bachelor Nation podcasts and some other ones that are not Bachelor Nation official. But as I was saying, one very important thing happened in these past couple of weeks on these podcasts.
I see a twinkle in your eye.
I woke up. I forget what morning this was in the past week. I woke up to a flurry of DMs and text messages. Something had happened, and it happened on the Vial Files. The great one himself, Nick Vial, for the first time in recorded history, mentioned us, talked about Game of Roses, talked about an interview that we did with Sarah Herron, and he was mentioned, and of course, that's why he was discussing us. There would be no other reason to discuss anything else for the great Vial. But we are going to play that clip. We are going to break that clip down at the very end of this episode. So you got to stick around till the end.
KB would never. That's all I have to say right now.
Well, there's a lot of KB in this episode, too. We have some fantastic clips, top to bottom. This is going to be packed. Sometimes during the off season, you get these slow weeks. You get these weeks where nothing's happening in the Bachelor podcast sphere. This ain't that type of week. There was so much shit happening. I can't wait to dive into this. And we are glad that you're all with us, joining us here down in the bottom of the pit.
Yeah, let's get going on this recipe of ours. Bake a cake.
Sounds good. This is
Digging Deeper.
If you've joined us for Digging Deeper before, you know how this works. We're going to play a bunch of clips from all the various podcasts from within the nation, and we're going to break them down for you. This week, we have clips from Off the Vine from April 7th. That one had none other than the Ultimate Viking and Susie Evans. We have clips from Bachelor Happy Hour with Chicks in the Office as their guests from April 5th. We also have from April 5th an almost famous podcast with the guest Jared Iaconetti. We then have 10 clips from a podcast outside the nation. It's from a show called Guys We Fucked. The hosts of that show are Christina Hutchinson and Corinne Fisher, and their guest was none other than Caitlin Bristow. She has a wide variety of information about producer manipulation and what went on during her time as the Bachelorette and her time as a player. And then we have a couple of clips from Trash Tuesday with hosts Annie Lederman, Esther Pavitsky, and Kayla Kuhn. And their guest was the great one, Nick Vial. And then, of course, our final clip of today is going to be that one that we just discussed. It's Vial Files with guest Andrea Russett from April 12th. And this is the clip to end all clips. This is going to be the clip
we've been waiting for.
Final. I was going to say it's final validation of our existence, but he doesn't quite validate our existence. I'll just leave it at that.
I think you two are in a very complicated relationship now. I mean,
I wish we were in any kind of relationship other than parasocial, but that is not the case. I'll take what I can get.
Time will tell. I think you could be Biffles still.
We could be what?
Biffles?
What's that?
Best friends for life?
I'm 100% sure that's not going to happen. You know, he blocked my Bachelor clues.
You don't use the term Biffles with Will?
No, I don't. I've never heard Biffles. I've heard BFFs. But the great one blocked my Bachelor clues account some years ago. I believe it was during his season of Bachelor because I was training myself how to do memes.
You don't need to explain to me how you got blocked. I've seen the content.
Fair enough. Okay.
Wait, no. Explain for people who may not know.
All right.
You were training yourself?
Yeah. Like how I make all art really is...
It was an apprenticeship?
Well, I mean, apprenticeship to myself. I just reiterate things again and again and again and again until I hone in on like my style. I've done it in photography, writing, all kinds of shit, painting. And certainly in memes. And so in the very beginning, I'm just like, I need to find a subject that I can continually make art about. And that's, you know, I've done it with squirrels and photography. I've done it a wide variety of things.
Oh, yes.
And so in The Bachelor, I started making memes right when Nick Vial was coming to prominence, right when he was about to be on Sand and become The Bachelor and all this. So I just went to his personal Instagram account and started making a meme version of every one of his posts. And I would make like five or six a day. And that would just kind of train me how to like, oh, what can my style be? How do I use these apps, et cetera, et cetera. And that's really what got me into, I believe, the final phase of what my meme style was like. Although in the very near future, I believe that meme style is going to change with some AI assistance.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm getting very into using AIs right now.
3 to 5 years. I can't wait.
I think it's going to be far less than that. I'm hoping it's going to be for this next season of Bachelorette. But now let's begin our digging deeper. Our first clip here is from Off the Vine. That is Caitlin Bristow's podcast. She had Clayton Eckert and Susie Evans on her show April 7th. And in this clip, she asked the Ultimate Viking, where, oh, where did he get the incredible idea to do pizza reviews? Here we go.
You've been doing pizza reviews, Clayton, and did you get that inspiration from Barstool? Because we always do that too.
No, I was getting it from my DMs. People just kept... So I got a TikTok because they were like, they told me like, Clayton, you need to have more of a social media presence.
You got a TikTok.
So like, I got a TikTok. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to just post fitness workouts because that's just, I'm like, that's what I like. I'm big into fitness.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I started getting flooded all my messages were all simply, you should do a pizza review. You should do a pizza review. And they just kept flooding my comments with it. And then it was like, hey, great workout. You know, it'd be great if you had a slice of pizza off camera that you started eating.
Stop. And
it just kept being that. It kept being like in my DMs. And so I thought it was fun. I was talking to Susie. I was like, you know what? like, I'm just going to lay into this. I think it's hilarious. I also love pizza, so I'll review pizza for sure. Like, that sounds fun to me.
That's great. But
of course, yeah, people are like, oh, you're not Barstool Sports. I was like, I never claimed to be. I'm just literally having fun with it.
Look. I've never watched Barstool, whatever the origin of this is, but it's pretty impressive they were able to steal the idea of reviewing a food, the most common food in the world.
The guy who created Barstool is named Dave Portnoy, and I think he does pizza reviews on his personal Instagrams and shit like that. But it's like, yeah, many people do pizza reviews. He hasn't co-opted it. I think it's just because there's a big crossover between Bachelor and Barstool that there's some kind of like, well, I'm the person who's in tangential Bachelor world that does pizza reviews or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, but it doesn't matter. To me, this is beyond fucking hilarious that Clayton Eckerd, the ultimate Viking, is like, well, people were just in my DMs and people were asking me to do these pizza reviews. What people? Who are these people he's talking about? It's us.
He's acting like it's completely normal to get thousands of messages that just say you should do a pizza review. Like, you know, that just happens. Everyone comes to this idea on their own and suggests it.
Yeah. A bunch of people are just like, huh, you should really be doing pizza reviews. It was us. It was everybody who listens to Game of Roses DMing him. It was us talking about it on our podcast.
Dark Seeker. Constant TikToks about it.
I DM'd him at one point and said, hey, dude, you should really be doing pizza reviews.
You did?
Yes. Because I think he's hilarious and I know he likes pizza. And I was like, his pizza reviews would be fucking huge. And indeed, they worked. Those were some of his most watched videos.
They were. I think he's got a million views on that one. I mean, it's beautiful content. And if he makes a workout video where he eats like a slice that's coming in from off camera at the end, I think I will finally feel fulfilled in my life.
You know what he should really do is he should do workout videos where he like attaches pizza to the exercise. So if he's doing bench press, he's like laying down on the bench. And when he lowers the bar, there's a piece of pizza on it. And he takes a bite before he pushes it up.
Yes.
And then another bite before he pushes it up. Or if he's doing squats.
He has to pull something. Yes. To get to the slice. He has like a pull-up bar and it's at the top and he just nibbles.
Yes.
A gentle nibble.
That's the next iteration of this. If you're listening, Ultimate Viking, that's where you go next. It's combining workout and pizza eating videos.
Yeah, no one is doing that.
Not yet.
I mean, wow, I love this so much. And you know, KB had an opportunity here. She could explain it. She could call it some sort of a fan podcast with a scowl in her voice. No, she didn't. She wouldn't. She's wonderful.
You're giving too much away of the Great Vial clip that we're going to play later. His scowl and his voice.
I'm giving too much away? Oh.
Yeah. It's a secret.
I just think, that clip has just, it's created so many beautiful things that it's hard to separate it from the rest of my life now.
I agree with you. I think about it 100 times a day. I can't wait to break it down again at the end of this podcast.
What's next in our recipe?
Yes, next in our recipe is we're going to play a clip for you from Bachelor Happy Hour. This is from April 5th. The guests were the chicks in the office, speaking of Barstool Sports. And everybody is talking about how hard in this clip Bachelor Nation can be on players. And Michelle, who is now an official Bachelor Nation podcast host and influencer, this is Michelle Young, she compares the fourth audience to people who watch the Olympics. A very interesting clip. Here we go.
And so people who comment on this show think they're perfect. And I think that's what gets me going. And then I end up taking the side of the person that everyone's mad at, because I'm like, it just doesn't make sense to me that somebody can get labeled as like a terrible person for some mistakes. Like, yeah, let's talk about the mistakes, but then also point out, like, I think he's a nice guy. Like, I don't think Clayton's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And it's such an odd situation that I feel like I kind of compare it. I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and I compare it to like the viewers to like when you're watching the Olympics, right? So like the Olympics come on and you watch, you know, for a little bit. And then within like, you know, 20 minutes, you are the, like you're sitting on your couch, but you are the expert.
You're the athlete.
One of the judges.
Ski jump it is,
I became an expert in gymnastics at this winter Olympics.
You are the expert. And it's like, that's, you know, I think when we're watching these shows and we get so invested with them, it's like you're sitting on the couch and you're like, oh, I would have done this. I could have, they should have done this. And it's just like, it's so hard to relate.
Very interesting here. She compares our beloved game to the Olympics, AKA a sport. So I guess it is a sport. And this phenomenon she's talking about where the viewer will see something happening in the sport and be like, no, you should have done this. This is known pretty commonly as armchair quarterbacking because it happens a lot in football or any other kind of sport. But specifically in football, which quarterback refers to, it's when somebody's sitting at home watching it and something goes wrong for their team and they're like, oh, they should have run this play. They should have done that. I would have done this, you know, whatever. And this idea that as fans, we have some entitlement over the decisions that players make in game or coaches or anybody else who's involved with it is fascinating to me. And she is admitting here that that carries over into The Bachelor as well, which in my mind is just one more thing to pile on the pile of reasons this is a professional sport.
It is fascinating. And I'm curious about the concept of armchair quarterbacking. And like, is that part of why people love watching sports so much? Is that they put themselves in the quarterback shoes and they're like, who would I pass the ball to?
Yeah, I mean, I think to some degree it's that. And when you have, I mean, we do this. Our recaps are all armchair quarterbacking. It's saying, here's the plays that were made. Here's what we think would have been better plays if somebody fucked up, or we laud plays that are, you know, incredible or whatever. But when you have a high degree of expertise about the game, even if you're not a player, you have the knowledge of the game. I mean, that's essentially what coaches are. Once you have that, you do have the ability to watch the sport and be like, no, they should have done this or they should have done this. And obviously there's a lot of it is like hindsight or what they call Monday morning quarterbacking after the game has been played, being like, well, this is what should have happened. Then it's like, well, but it didn't, you know.
Oh, Monday morning quarterbacking.
Yeah, there's a lot of different quarterbackings going on.
I also love this idea that like she's saying you are the expert and the judge once you like put yourself in that chair and you're talking about what they should have done. But it's like she has just signed up to be the co-host of Bachelor Happy Hour, which by definition is armchair quarterbacking, and they are basically like retired quarterbacks who are giving their take on what the lead should do from their experience.
The very thing she's complaining about is what she's now being paid to do for the next year of her life.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. Like,
yep,
that is what she will be doing. I mean, maybe you're not doing the aspect of like labeling people as terrible for their mistakes, but maybe I will see. Yeah. I'm curious to see.
I am too. Good luck to Michelle Young in her new endeavor where she is going to be paid to essentially have contradictory opinions. That is what all Bachelor Nation podcasts are.
She has a great podcasting voice, by the way.
I think she's going to be fantastic at this. But this next clip is from a Bachelor Nation adjacent podcast hosted by some ex-players, but not an official Bachelor Nation podcast. This is Almost Famous. Their guest was Jared Iaconetti. This is from April 5th. And in this clip, Ashley Iaconetti compares her new motherhood to the shooting of The Bachelor in terms of exhaustion. And Jared reveals a very important truth. Here we go.
One more thing that I wanted to mention, because I said this on Instagram and I had somebody respond. I don't remember who it was, but it was also a Bachelor mom. So the only time that I've been more tired, because like he's a really good sleeper. We don't get like solid, like, you know, 8 hours straight through. We get breaks and stuff.
Yeah, but we get probably but at we least like get six or seven.
More than the average parents, I think. Yeah. He's pretty good, and he has been pretty good from the start. But the time in my life where I was way more tired than this was definitely filming The Bachelor.
That's because we would go to bed at 2 in the morning and wake you up at 7.
Exactly. So if like, you could survive God, that people. And then like be on camera, You can get through it a lot. You get through a lot.
You can get through a lot. Yeah. Well, I have something that's going to make Dawson
you
smile.
You think that's snotty of me to say?
No, not
it's
at
like,
all.
If you get to The Bachelor, you can get through anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as torture, right?
Yeah. We have heard the experience of shooting The Bachelor compared to many things. Being in live combat, as I forget that guy's name, but on Listen to Your Heart, the guy who was in combat said that war was easier than shooting The Bachelor. And here we have Ashley Iaconetti saying that, you know, motherhood, new motherhood, she just has had her little baby, Brady. What was his name? It's Brady, Dimitri, Dawson.
No, Dawson, Dimitri, Brady.
Iaconetti. No, Hibon. I always forget that they are taking the Hibon name for the child, not the Iaconetti name. So anyway, Ashley Iaconetti here is saying that being a new mom is actually easier than shooting The Bachelor in terms of sleep and exhaustion. And then at the end of this clip, Jared Iaconetti says, it's torture. He says, being in The Bachelor is literally torture. And that's what we maintain basically since our first episode, is that these players are put through some kind of torture, and that's what we're watching. How can you endure the torture? Who can endure it the best? That's the game.
Look, I'm no expert at being on The Bachelor, and I'm in my armchair here, but we did our first live, well, not first live, first in-person video interview. God, when was that? Monday of this past week. And I felt so exhausted afterwards. I was like, it just takes a new thing out of you to be on camera. So to go to bed at 2, wake up at 7 and do that all day for 19 hours, I can't even imagine.
No, I can't either. But I always like hearing when players come clean about that and say that that was the hardest experience of their life in terms of the toll it takes on you. And then when you have somebody like Jared Hibon, who's an exalted player in our beloved game, one of the most successful post-game players ever with all of the things he's doing with his wife and now their burgeoning family. When you hear them say, this was torture, it makes real all of the different things we've been saying about it. All the things that we speculate about how hard it is and what the producers do to you to specifically make you tired or feel whatever type of way. And it's like, when they're calling it torture, that's not really a joke. It really is torture. So thank you, Jared Iaconetti, for this insight. And now we're going to move on to another series of clips that you are not going to want to miss. This is Caitlin Bristow guesting on the podcast called Guys We Fucked with the hosts Christina Hutchinson and Corinne Fisher. Now, I guess you can tell from the title of that podcast what it's primarily about. They're talking about sex, relationships, all that kind of stuff. And we have a bunch of clips from this appearance, and they're all about what Caitlin experienced as her time during her time as the Bachelorette and a player in terms of slut shaming, in terms of did she actually have sex with all of her three fantasy suite guys? A bunch of fascinating stuff. You're not going to want to miss this. So the first clip that we're going to do has Caitlin Bristow confessing something about herself that many players have been vilified for and destroyed for, and she herself did it as well. This is insane. Are you ready for this clip?
No. Yes.
Well, we're going to listen to it right now. If you want to hear all these next Caitlin Bristow clips, which I think you do because they are revelatory, and possibly more importantly, if you want to hear Pace Case and I reacting to the great one, Nick Vial, discussing Game of Roses on his podcast, The Vial Files, then you're going to have to go to patreon.com/Game of Roses and join us in the bottom of the pit where you're going to get access to all the rest of this episode. And by the way, we talk about the Nick Vial clip for probably like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I don't know. We had a lot to say about it. But if you want to hear that and you want to hear all of the other episodes that we've done on our Patreon, there's over 40 of them now, a bunch of digging deepers, old All-Star seasons, talking about the producers, talking about the Bachelor babies, talking about all kinds of stuff. If you want access to all those, as well as our weekly live shows that we do every Monday, where we answer questions and talk about the state of the game and talk about what we're looking for when we're in season from the upcoming games that night. And you want to get access to our Discord, where you can submit your own screams from the pit, and we might play some of those on our Twibbons on Friday. If you want all of that, you just go to, again, patreon.com/gameroses. Join us down here in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night. Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the dewy day cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time, and it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.